Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series towards helping to create a more sustainable and greener planet for us all. This week we'll be joined by Una Laval from Recycle It, a not-for-profit social enterprise based in Clondalkin, who'll be telling us all about their free community mattress amnesty for September and more. But first, Sunshine's Jane McNamara went out to see what you think about recycling and are there enough support services to help you recycle.
Unfortunately, you do see the odd mattress on the back roads, which is terrible to see, you know?
They have the boxes in supermarkets, as far as I'm aware, but I've never had to recycle a mattress.
It is very important to recycle them. Sometimes, I suppose, when you live in the city, it can be awkward getting to them if you don't have a car or something like that.
I know that if you go to the dump, it's cheaper if you recycle a mattress.
No, I know that we are supposed to recycle mattresses and batteries, but there's definitely not enough facilities for it. I know I've had to get rid of mattresses in the last few years before when moving house, and like, it's nearly impossible. It can be really costly. I know City Council kind of once every other year, do the mattress amnesty, which is brilliant, but otherwise, there's not enough facilities for that type of thing.
Well, I can tell you one thing, South Dublin is certainly covered, and I'm delighted to be joined this week by Una Laval from Recycle It, a not-for-profit social enterprise based in Clondalkin. And Una's going to chat with us about their free community mattress amnesty and the We Recycling initiative currently taking place too. Una, thank you for joining us this week. Before we talk about that, can you first tell us, if this isn't an obvious question, about Recycling It and what exactly it is that you do?
Well, it's not an obvious question. We are a social enterprise. We were based out in Clondalkin, but we serve the greater Dublin area, Wicklow, Kildare, and we can go even further afield than that. And we were set up originally to manage electrical waste. So we are celebrating 20 years in business as a social enterprise based in Clondalkin this year. So it's a big year for us. So anything that has a battery or a plug in it, we will collect, we will accept. We have a waste facility. It's like a very specialised, I suppose, civic amenity site. We were the very first one of those in the country that accepted waste electrical and electronic equipment. So if you hear WE and WE Ireland, that's what the WE stands for. It stands for waste electrical and electronic equipment. Recycling of electrical and electronic equipment, that has been governed and has been legislated for since 2005. Now, we predated that, but since 2005, people know that they can go back to their civic amenity site and drop their electrical appliances and their batteries off free of charge. They can also take them into the big retailers, drop them off free of charge. And you'll notice your multiples like Aldi and Lidl, the battery boxes on the back windows where you can drop your batteries free of charge. So a lot of that recycling of electrical and electronic appliances for households is managed by the compliance schemes. So when you buy your fridge, your fridge freezer, you're paying a contribution towards the recycling of that. But it's not just you're paying, the producers are also paying a contribution. So there's a pot of money there to make sure that these electrical and electronic appliances are managed in a way that's healthy for you and healthy for the environment.
And do you think people now, they've educated themselves enough, Una, to understand that if they don't recycle, what the consequences of that are?
I think we're definitely getting there, and it's moving on from recycling even into reuse and repair. So rather than putting it into the waste stream in the first place, try and keep it in circulation as a usable product for as long as possible.
Mm. The only problem, isn't it, that if you want to say, for instance, you have a nice lamp or you have a coffee machine or a kettle, you can't just bring it now to a charity shop because they won't take it.
They won't take it, and the reason they won't take it is because of insurance. And unfortunately, that is a huge stumbling block for organisations and other social enterprises who want to get involved in reuse and repair of electricity. You know, it doesn't have to be just social enterprises, but private enterprises that could be accepting, you know, could be taking appliances and could be repairing them as well.
Let's talk about the mattress recycling amnesty. I'm not sure if a lot of people actually realise that the components which make up a mattress can all be recycled.
everything can be recycled. The amnesty that we're providing the logistics for is for South Dublin County Council. So households and residents that are living in South Dublin County Council, if they have access to transport, can bring them to our facility in Clondalkin, and they can drop them off between 8:30 and 4:30, Monday to Friday, up until the middle of September.
For those who maybe can't, because let's face it, mattresses are
bulky.
Not everybody has the option of being able to bring them. You organise, or you can organise a collection service as well.
Yeah, we can. Currently, it's at the same rate as we would provide electrical collections for householders. And that's really based on the distance you are from us in Clondalkin. Right. And we'll also, you know, make use of the collection. We can also take your electrical appliances.
Okay. Why not? Yeah, yes, absolutely. Do a job lot.
Exactly. Do a job lot. And that's just for a very short period of time at the minute that we're offering the kind of the combined collection.
Okay, all right, so make the most of it. Maybe now would be a good time as we're heading into autumn to do a bit of an autumn clear out for yourself, well, and know then that you're getting rid of your stuff in a very responsible way. Yeah. If anybody wants to find more information, then Una, they can go to your website, which is recycleit.ie.
We're working in South Dublin County Council at the minute, but Dublin City Council will have something similar, and Dunleary Rathdown would have something similar. You know, all the local authorities within the Dublin area would have offered or will be offering a mattress amnesty. Some of them have had their mattress amnesties earlier in the year, but to keep an eye out and I suppose listen to Sunshine Radio, it will be flagged up
for
people to actually avail of the service.
For sure. Okay, Una Laval from Recycle It. Thank you very much for
joining us
this week. And that wraps up this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you've missed any of our previous episodes or you'd like to find out about the Hours to Protect initiative, you'll get all the information you need on our website, sunshineradio.ie/hours-to-protect, and on the hours-to-protect.ie website as well. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to bringing you another edition just after 7 next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hours2protect.ie for more info.